I'm Sabrina Garone.
I drive a 2012 Kia Soul. She's definitely a female. She has that energy. She's very pretty on the inside. I get very excited when I see other Kia Souls on the road and I go, oh, there's a Soul Sister in green, a Soul Sister in brown. The Souls are taking over.
Your car can have a wild adventure by turning it into your favorite programs. Go to WSHU.org to learn more. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine proposed a $4 billion budget for 2025. Bridgeport residents are unhappy with the district's response to a handful of school threats, plus an effort in New York to recruit more public sector workers. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine proposed a $4 billion budget for next year. That's almost 4% more than current spending levels, and it means property taxes are going up. WSHU's Maya DeClay has more.
Homeowners would pay an average of about $36 more per year under the proposed budget, and the county would maintain its current services. Information technology would get a boost in spending, and the county would hire more police. The additional spending is largely driven by a combined $128 million increase in employee health care and pension costs. The county legislature has until November 6th to approve the final budget. Maya DeClay, WSHU News.
More than 150 Bridgeport parents and educators complained about the district's response to school shooting threats at a Board of Education meeting last night. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
Schools in Bridgeport have been on high alert over the last week due to multiple online threats. They started late and dismissed early on Thursday and had no school on Friday. And according to Superintendent Carmela Levy-David, 70% of students and 30% of teachers were absent for the short time school was in session on Thursday. Amanda Sims is a parent and teacher in the district.
We need a permanent solution to this constant threat. Lockdown drills aren't going to save us, and we don't want another Sandy Hook, which was just a few miles down the road. As a parent and teacher, I fear for my son and myself every single day I come to work, and that's not okay. I cannot be 100% effective as a teacher if I'm constantly worried about the lives around me.
Parents also say they need better communication from the district about threats. A 15-year-old was arrested in connection to last week's threat. The city of Bridgeport says it has received additional threats since last week. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Long Island Congressman Anthony D'Esposito may have violated ethics rules, according to an investigation by the New York Times. The first-term congressman called the allegations of political patronage tabloid garbage. WSHU's Desiree DiIorio has more.
The Republican congressman from the 4th District hired his fiancée's daughter, according to the Times. He also hired a woman with whom he allegedly had an affair. The House Code of Conduct prohibits members of Congress from employing close relatives. In a statement, D'Esposito called the Times reporting a slimy partisan hit piece designed to distract Long Islanders from Democrats' failing record, and said his personal life has never interfered with his office. A spokesperson for the House Ethics Committee declined to comment on whether it would open an investigation. Desiree DiIorio, WSHU News.
New York State looks to make it easier for folks to apply for jobs in local government. That story and more are coming up.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast, with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthcare.org.
Three schools in Connecticut and two on Long Island are National Blue Ribbon winners. They're in Madison, Meriden, Shelton, Great Neck, and Syosset. The U.S. Department of Education awards the honor for academic performance and narrow achievement gaps between different student groups.
and Eastern Long Island Kmart will close this October, the retail chain's last full-size location in the mainland U.S. It's the latest fallout from a Kmart-Sears merger from about 2 decades ago. At the time, Kmart had about 1,400 U.S. stores. About 100 motorcyclists were involved in a takeover of I-95 near New Haven over the weekend. Traffic cameras caught drivers performing stunts and blocking travel lanes. Police say a pickup truck led the group, with a man in the truck bed filming the whole thing. Two people were arrested. Connecticut is experiencing a shortage of sign language interpreters for the deaf, hard of hearing, and deafblind communities. A state advisory board will hire a bureau director to address this, WSHU's Sarah Anastasi reports.
The state advisory board is looking for someone with a background and experience in this area who can also represent the state's services for deaf people. Harvey Corson is on the board. He says there's been increasing concern among the deaf community,
as well as in hospitals, universities, different areas of need for interpreters. We've noticed a declining availability for interpreters in our state for a variety of different types of assignments.
Corson suggests changing standards so interpreters can work in certain situations even if they haven't gotten their qualifications. Sarah Anastasi, WSHU News.
If you're thinking about a career in state government, New York is working to make it easier to get started. Alexander Babby reports.
The collaboration between the Department of Labor and the Department of Civil Service aims to lower barriers to entry to government jobs. Civil Service Commissioner Timothy Hoags says the partnership includes 10 government jobs centers across the state.
An individual can see a job opening, they can apply. The agency, then it goes to the agency. The agency looks through the resumes, decide who they want to interview. They can interview, and then they can submit. They can offer the job. So it can be as quick as a day.
With about 10,000 state government jobs open at any time, Hoags says it will streamline the hiring process. Promoting the initiative in Albany, Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon touted the perks of working for the state, least of all, good pay.
There's a lot more. Amazing health care benefits, including some care at no cost at all to the participants. Something that young people, and not so young people, really want. Flexible schedules for a true work-life balance, because we understand if you have a family or other needs, sometimes 5 days in an office isn't ideal for you. A pension.
Democratic Assemblywoman Pat Fahey of the 109th District, a former state and federal Department of Labor employee, says state workers are vital to everyday life.
Whether you are helping them check with the jobs where we check our clean water, make sure we have clean water, clean air, or whether you're just helping somebody navigate the unemployment system or navigate other benefits that they may be eligible for. These are jobs that really have value.
Speaking on WAMC's Capital Connection, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli added the effort is meant to reverse job losses caused by the COVID pandemic. The Democrat highlighted the New York Hiring for Emergency Limited Placement Statewide, or New York Helps program.
You don't have to go through the usual civil service testing and the lengthy process that really, you know, can be very cumbersome and delay a hiring process. As long as you have certain established credentials, the credentials, you know, vary depending on the position, you could be hired and brought in and then see over time if you could work yourself into a permanent position.
Hoags adds removing tests and testing fees for many positions also removed another invisible barrier.
In the past, people thought that they had to know someone to get in, and so they shied away from applying. And so I think that's what makes things different and the amount of time it takes for an individual to apply and get a response is a huge difference as well.
Reardon stressed government jobs centers in New York City, Albany, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Plattsburgh, Poughkeepsie, Yonkers, and Hicksville are for everyone, not just the unemployed.
You don't have to be an unemployment customer to come into a New York job center. And we are here to help people come back into the workforce, find their first job. People who've been on the bench for whatever reason, they have barriers, maybe they have disabilities, maybe they've been in the service, maybe they've been incarcerated. We're there to help people find a path to a career, not just a job.
In addition to the government jobs centers, New York has more than 100 career centers throughout the state. In Albany, I'm Alexander Babby for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio, stream online at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And are you tired of political spin and misinformation during election season? Take control of the conversation by telling us what issues matter most to you. We're committed to covering elections your way this year. So visit our website, which again is WSHU.org. You're going to want to scroll down a little bit, click on elections, and let your voice be heard. We got a quick and easy form you can fill out there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day. I will speak to you tomorrow.